you and I have to do it, or me and you have to do it, or
should say you and I, but you, it has been said that me and you.
What would you probably say?
I might say me and you.
Mama would say you go and do it.
But what if you're talking about your husband and yourself? You say,
well, I'd just say Aaron and myself.
Would you say me and him, or he and I, or?
Well, someone who I was talking to, he and I would be right, but I don't know what I have said.
What do you think you'd probably say?
Well, I'd say he and I now.
Uh-huh.
I don't remember what I said way back then.
And you say he doesn't want just you or just me for this job. He needs
some help.
Or he needs, would you say all two of us or both of us? Or?
Well, he needs all of us or another person.
Well, if you're talking about two people, you say he needs...
He needs me to help him?
Uh-huh.
Is that what you mean?
You say all two of us or both of us or?
Well, it says it's going to take both. It'll take both of us.
Huh?
I say it's going to take both of us to do it.
Okay. And say if you knocked at the door and somebody asked who's there and you know they recognize your voice, you might answer, it's...
Well, I'd answer, it's me, I guess. Or
okay. And if it was... Say if I ask you, was that John at the door? You'd say, yeah, that was
John.
Or
that was my son. Or
you don't call his name. You'd say, yeah, that was. Would you say that was he or that was him or?
Well, what was the question? I didn't get that right.
If I say was that John at the door? Or was that John on the phone or something? You'd say, yeah, that was.
Yeah, if it was John, I'd say, yes, that was John.
Or if you don't call his name, would you say that was he or that was him? Or?
Yeah, it was my boy.
I'd say it was he if it was a boy.
That's what you'd probably say? You wouldn't say that was him?
Well, they'd have
I'd
to.
Say it was
well,
you missed.
I expect him. I'd say it was him.
And if it's a woman.
It's
her, I
guess.
Huh?
You'd say her.
And if it's two people, you'd say that was...
Well, and not calling on me?
Yeah, that was...
Them.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Them.
And talking about how tall you are, you'd say, well, he's not as tall...
As I am?
Or I'm not as tall...
I'm not as tall as he is.
And he can do that better...
Than I can.
And if you had been out to El Paso and you hadn't gone... any more west than that, you'd say El Paso is
the farthest west I've ever been.
Okay. And if something belongs to me, you'd say
it's mine.
Or I'd say I'd ask you, is this
yours?
And if it belongs to both of us, then
it's ours.
It'd be ours.
And if it belongs to them, it's
theirs.
And to him,
his.
And to her,
hers.
Do you ever hear people say his'n?
His'n. I expect I have.
Would you ever say that?
I'm not going to say it. I don't know whether I have or not.
Uh-huh.
Can you find his'n in the dictionary?
Say there was a group of people at your house and they were fixing to leave, you'd say, well, I hope what come
well,
back again.
I hope you come back soon. Or
would you say you to?
Her
no,
back.
You wouldn't say you.
What?
You all.
I'd
say
everybody.
Say, well, you all come back.
Uh-huh. Would you ever say you all to just one person?
No.
And there was a group at your house and you were asking about their coach, you know, everybody's coach. You'd say, where are
your coach?
What about you all's coats or y'all's coats?
Well, you could say y'all's coats are in this room over here.
Mm-hmm.